Welcome, everyone. President Abercrombie started
university in 1972. The happiness felt by students, hundreds
here at American University. He used that education well and went on to write the seminal book, Mindfulness.
And peace always begins from within, not without. Not out there. Don't expect the world to be at peace, because it will never happen. If we have hundred monks, not just about 20 monks, but if we have thousands of monks walking every day like that, the world still not going to be at peace. But all the human beings in this world are practicing mindfulness every single day. It will change this world to be at peace. The power of togetherness can change everything.
Your noble journey is not only to walk across the land, but walk across the heart of the people. By moving steps from this teaching into practical living, example for the world can see, feel, and learn from.
I have watched them for the last 2 months. I think probably 2 months ago I became aware of them. And with everything going on in our nation right now, they have provided my spiritual home. That they've given me hope.
Friends, on this beautiful afternoon, with temperatures slightly warmer.
It's like the hard drive. Anything we key in into that keyboard is recorded into the hard drive. A single word from the strangers, or a single word from our...
Let peace bloom and flourish among all of us, throughout this nation and the world, so that this world can become the better place for all beings to live.
Outside, from the outside, surround us, we collect all those, and at the end, not popping up. It's just that we cannot capture.
We're going this mission together. This is the moment.
I've been following their progress, and I'm a meditator myself. I belong to a meditation group, and the message that they have of peace and mindfulness really touches me, and in this world, what's going on today, we really need it. So I believe that the energy that we put out has a positive effect, and just very meaningful for me.
And I'm very grateful to take on this journey to walk that far from Fort Worth, Texas to here. And I'm very grateful that our church has opened the door to host us, to give us food, to give us place to live, to stay overnight. And we are here in this beautiful church, in this very holy place.
We have small tokens of our ministry here that we would like to present to you. I present to you a pin that represents the Episcopal Diocese of Washington, D.C.
And now, what are we facing? I have to say, sadly, it's almost a reign of terror, where people are being terrified. School children afraid to go to school from fear that they're going to be grabbed off the streets and sent to a prison or detention camp. Workers afraid to go to work. Families being torn apart. So it seems that we have to balance this inner peace with what I call a strong commitment to conscientious compassion.